First day of May, I took to the road. I've been staring out the window most of the morning. I watched the rain claw at the glass, and a vicious wind blew hard and fast. Should have taken it as a warning, as a warning, a warning, as a warning. I'd given my nurse the weekend off. My meals were ill prepared. My typewriter turned to mute as a tomb, and my piano crouched in the corner of my room with all its defects. All its defects. All its defects. All its defects. Something my nurse would not have allowed. I took the small roads out of town, and I passed the cow, and the cow was brown, and my pajamas clung to me like a shroud, like a shroud, like a shroud, like a shroud. There rose before me a little house with all hope and dreams kept within. A woman's voice close to my ear said, oh, why don't you come in here? You look soaked to the skin, soaked to the skin. You look soaked to the skin, soaked to the skin. Hallelujah. Thank you. turned to the woman and the woman was young. I extended a hearty salutation, but I knew if my nurse had been here, she would have never in a thousand years permit me to accept that invitation. Invitation. Now you might think it wise to risk it all, throw caution to the reckless wind, but with a hot cocoa and a medication, my nurse had been my one salvation, so I turned back home. I turned back home, singing a song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Carry them down, 20 deep holes to bury them in.